Denver. I believe that's our ring.
I know his alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum having a talk with Dick Huddleston. Listen.
Well, here's all I know about it, Lum. Abner was in just the other day and bought $5,000 worth of money orders and sent them to the bank at the county seat for deposits. But I assumed that she knew all about it.
No, I found the money order receipts in his pocket yesterday. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known nothing about it.
Well, I asked him where he got all that money, and he said that you and him had made a big deal of some kind. Said he couldn't tell me what it was yet, and not to mention it to anybody. Said it's going to be a big surprise.
Fine surprise that is.
Hey, he was in such a hurry, I didn't get a chance to ask him any more about it.
But you know what that little varmint done?
Hmm?
He stole my diamond and sold it to Hasari, and he's keeping the money for himself.
Stole it? Oh, Abner wouldn't do a thing like that, Lum.
Oh, he done it, Dick. Cedric overheard him when he done it. Then told me about it, but I wouldn't believe it.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Then I found them money order receipts, and they added up to $5,000. That was the amount Cedric heard him get for the diamond. So then I knowed it must be true.
Well, how could Abner have the diamond? I thought that was lost.
I thought so, too, but here's what happened. See, one night me and Abner was down in his cellar burying it, and the lamp blowed out. And when we got it lit again, the diamond was gone. Now I know he taken it.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound like Abner. What did he say when you asked him about it?
Oh, I ain't asking. I ain't going to. But he was down there helping me look for it.
Yeah.
Had it all the time himself. I don't aim to have a thing to do with him.
Well, now, there might be some mistake about all this, Long. You should at least give him a chance to explain it.
Well, ain't nothing to explain. He just out and out stole it. So's he could sell it and keep the money.
I can't believe it.
It's hard to believe, but it facts is facts. It ain't losing the money that's bothering me. It just hurts a feller to find out that your best friend will do you that way.
Yeah, sure. I can imagine how you must feel.
Well, if anybody had told me that Abner would do a thing like that, I'd have fallen. Him and me have been the closest friends and partners for years. I'd have trusted him with anything.
Well, now, Lum, maybe if you talk to him, hear his side of the story.
I ain't having a thing to do with him.
Well, you want to get your money back, don't you?
No, I've decided if he needs the money bad enough to steal it from his best friends, I grant he can just keep it.
Well, now, if this is true, somebody else must be behind this whole thing.
No, this is all Abner's doing. I've studied that out from every angle. He's just a whole lot smarter, and we give him credit for it.
What do you mean, smarter, and we give him credit for it?
Well, sir, Abner's about the smoothest crook that ever landed in Pine Ridge. This was all premeditated with him. He's more likely been planning on this for years.
Oh, that couldn't be, Lum. You just had the diamond a few weeks.
I don't mean on the diamond. All these years, he's been gaining my confidence and trust, just waiting for an opportunity to get away with a big deal.
Oh, now, I don't believe that, Lum.
Just a sheep in wolf's clothing, all he is. I'm going to undraw partnerships with him before he pulls any more stunts on me. Here I was counting on having him stand up with me at my wedding. Now, thanks to him, there ain't going to be no wedding.
Well, now, if I was you, I wouldn't let that stop me from getting married, Lum.
No, I couldn't go through with it now.
Ah.
See, I've sort of let on that I'm rich.
Rich?
Got a lot of big interests here and there. I just can't bring myself to tell her how broke I actually am.
Why, that wouldn't matter to a woman like Miss Emmeline, Lum.
I know, but, well, I've sort of promised her a lot of things and... Well, no use talking about it now. Don't matter no way. I'm going to leave Pine Ridge quick as I can sell out.
Well, I still say, Lum, that you should go over and talk to Abner. He might have some reason now for doing this that we don't know about. I just can't believe a man like Abner would deliberately... wait a minute. I believe that's my phone.
There's a long and short and a long.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I know what his reason's there, and I don't want to hear him.
Yeah, just a minute. Huddleston's store, Dick speaking. Oh, yes, he's here. Just a minute. Here, well, Miss Emmeline, now's your chance to tell her the truth about your financial situation.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I guess that's a good idea.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Tell her now and get it over.
That's right.
Hello, Miss Emmeline. Oh, tolerably. How's that? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm feared I've sort of got some bad news for you on that, Miss Emmeline. Yeah, I'm feared we'll sort of have to postpone that project because I lost a lot of money. Oh, I don't know. The bulls and the bears got me in the stock market.
Well, Tom, you haven't been playing the stock market.
Well, it was just a bad invest. I was trying to corner up the wheat market. Oh, well, now, don't take it so hard. That's the way it goes with us finance giants.
You better hang up, Long. You've said enough there.
Oh, it ain't so bad. Whilst I lost on that deal, I made 10 times that much on another. Only trouble is the stock's all tied up in frozen liabilities, so I can't get my hands on the actual cash. Yeah, well, quick as things straighten out, I'll let you know. And I'll build twice as big a schoolhouse as we was planning on before. Well, don't worry, and thanks for calling me. All right, Miss Emmeline. Goodbye.
What's this about you building a schoolhouse, Lum? I hadn't heard anything about that.
Well, that's just one of them things I promised Miss Emmeline. I don't know why. I told her I was going to build a big modern school with my own money. And I told her to sort of draw up some plans showing how she thought it ought to be arranged.
By Jack, Lum, I don't know what's going to happen to you if you keep telling things like that.
Well, I'm afraid it's done happen. But I'll go away and nobody will ever hear of me again.
Well, now, Lum, if you want my advice... Wait a minute. There's Abner coming up out there now.
Oh, Granny, that's him, all right. That snake in the wheel.
Well, now, Lum, this is your chance to make him explain that whole deal to you.
No, I don't want to have nothing to do with him. Just look at him. Body can tell by looking at him, he ain't nothing but an out-and-out thief. Look at that sneaking way he walks.
He walks like he always did, Lum.
Yeah, but knowing what all he's done, I can see now a fella ought to have been able to look at him and tell he's a crook. Oh, he's coming in. I'm getting out the back
door. Well, here now, wait a minute, Lum. You ought to talk to him.
No, I wouldn't have nothing to do with that, Borman, if he was the last fella on earth.
Huh. Howdy, Abner. Come on in.
Hell, howdy, Dick. Say, you ain't seen nothing of Lum, have you? He ain't been to store at all this morning. I couldn't reach him over at his place.
Well, as a matter of fact, he was in there, Abner. He just left.
He did? Well, that's curious. I never seen him.
Well, he went out the back way because he didn't want to see you.
Didn't want to see me? Is he mad at me or something?
Well, I'm afraid he is, Abner, and, well, he's got good reason, too.
Oh.
Abner, I want to ask you some questions.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Why did you take that diamond and sell it to Hazari without telling Lum?
Why? Wait a minute, how'd you know that?
Oh, then it's the truth, huh?
Yeah, it's true, all right, but how did you find out about that, Dick?
Well, never mind how I know about it. And so does Lum.
Uh-oh. Doggies, now it's going to be hard to work things out than ever.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Just what are you trying to work out, Abner?
Well, don't tell Lum none of this, but see, I was aiming on doing him a big favor.
Well, you have made a very good start, I'll say that.
Well, see, that diamond was causing Lum and everybody else a lot of trouble, Dick. Lum was even getting so scared of it, he thought a ghost was haunting him. It just ruining his health.
Well, I know about that.
But he wouldn't get shut of it. Wanted it for an engagement ring for Miss Emmeline. I tried to get him to sell it to Hazari, but he wouldn't do it. So one night when we was down my cellar burying it, I just blowed out the lamp and taken it. And then sold it to Hazari the first time I run into him.
Well, if that's the reason you did it, Abner, why didn't you tell Lum after you got the $5,000?
Well, I'll say. See, in the first place, Lum mortgaged the store to buy the diamond.
Yeah, I know that.
So I want to pay that off. Fact is, I've done it. Bank taking the money out of that deposit I sent in there the other day.
Well, that was the right thing to do, all right.
And then Lum mortgaged both his place and mine to buy some new furniture and new clothes and I don't know what all stuff he wanted to have when he got married. And I'm aiming to pay off them mortgages, too. But I can't do it till Squire Skimp gets back from his appendicitis operation. I don't know how much interest he's charging and all that.
Well, those are very good things to do, Abner, but I still don't see why you didn't come right out in the open and tell Lum that you had that money. He wants to pay off those debts as much as you do.
Yeah, I know he does, but... Well, you know how Lum is when he gets his hands on a big batch of money. Right away, he starts getting them big ideas, and there just ain't no telling what he might get himself into.
Doesn't even need the money to do that, I don't think, Abner. You should have heard him on the phone talking to Miss Emmeline a while ago. He'd have thought he's a millionaire.
I know it. I just feared he'd get into something before we paid off the mortgages, and then we'd lose everything, and he never would get married. See, what I was aiming on doing was to draw out all the rest of the money from the bank after I pay the debts and then give it to Lum for a wedding present.
Well, I'll tell you, Abner, now that he knows about the money, the thing for you to do is to go over there and make a clean breast of this whole thing.
You reckon it's safe for me to go over there?
Well, safe or not, you better get this thing straightened out right now. Right now, he's thinking you're a thief and a crook and everything else.
Thief and a crook? What right's he got to call me names like that?
Well, now, wait a minute. Don't get riled up. If you don't want to go over there, well, at least call him on the phone. Here, just a minute. I'll ring him for you right now.
Oh, Roger. You do a fella a favor and then he turns around and calls you a crook and a thief.
Here, I'm gonna take the phone here.
Yeah, hello? Lum? This is Abner. I just wanna... Hello? 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 Why, that critter hung up the telephone on me.
Well, looks like you'll have to go over and talk to him after all, Abner.
No, sir. Nobody can call me a thief and a crook and then hang up in my ear. I wouldn't have nothing to do with that varmint if he's the last man.